a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
House of Representatives will now come to order. Leading us in our prayer today is Pastor David Hussey with the Pierre Fort Pierre Ministerial Association. Leading us in our Pledge of Allegiance is Paige Madison Mead from Sioux Falls.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, you have blessed us with the ability and freedom to dream, to hope, to imagine, and to work together in harmony for the good of all your people. Help us, we pray, to remember that as leaders, we are called not to be served, but to serve others. Let us never forget those who you came to love and care for, the sick, the homeless, the poor, the old, widows and children, and all those who have no one to care for them. In your holy word, you tell us again and again, do not be afraid. Fill us with such confidence in the abundance of your blessings, in which you have given us all that we need, that we might act boldly to follow the good example of your Son, our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clerk will please call the roll.
Representative Anderson, Bartling, Boland, Kamak, Campbell, Carson, Consett, Craig, Cronin, Dryden, Duvall, Eklund, Erickson, Feichert, Feinstein, Gibson, Greenfield, Don Hager, Jenna Hager, Hayek, Hawks, Holly, Heinemann, Heinert, Hickey, Hoffman, Hunhoff, Johns, Kaiser, Killer, Kirschman, Kopp, Langer, Latterall, Lust, Magstead, May, Mickelson, Munsterman, Nelson, Nordstrup, Olson, Otten, Parsley, Peterson, Qualm, Rasmussen, Ring, Romkema, Rounds, Rosum, Russell, Schaefer, Shanefish, Shrimp, Sly, Soli, Solem, Stalzer, Steele, Stevens, Tolson, Tyler, Verschiel, Werner, Westra, Wick, Wink, Wismer, Speaker Gosh. Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the 31st day. All errors typographical or otherwise are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Brian G. Gosh, Chair.
Those in favor of approving the journal will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Journal is approved. We have some guests with us in the gallery today. Let's start with the 13 outstanding undergraduate students from the South Dakota colleges and universities. They're the best of the best among South Dakota's undergraduate researchers. And I believe they are all up there. We've got Ashley Wingert from Custer. Can stand as I say your name. Catherine McHenry from Cheyenne, Wyoming, representing Black Hill State. Ashley Wiley from Sioux Falls, representing DSU. Larissa Kemp from Aberdeen, representing NSU. Andrew Pearson from Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, representing South Dakota School of Mines and Technology. Alex Ollinger from Ames, Iowa, and Taylor Suis from Columbus, Nebraska, representing SDSU. Eric Mucky from Korska, and Megan Ingenbrinkston, I'm sure I screwed that up, from Sioux Falls, representing the University of South Dakota. Tyson Lager from Freeman, representing Augustana College. Camille Griffith of Rapid City, representing Oglala Lakota College, and Vanessa Little Bear from Mission, and Wendy Whirlwind Soldier from Rosebud, representing Cinta Galeski University. Let's give them a big round of applause. Representative Don Hager.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have the, well, I guess we'll just do it this way, personal privilege.
Granted.
Joining me today in the gallery is the whole clan. My wife, Michelle, of course, who I know most of you have seen. My daughter, Emma, has been here throughout most of the session. But also, I have my eldest daughter, Heather. Give us a wave, please. My son, Daniel. My daughter-in-law, Jennifer. And then my grandchildren, Kendon. Can you wave, Kendon? And Elsie.
Jen, no, thank you. Welcome to me. And Representative Hager, what other significance does Jennifer have with us today?
My daughter-in-law, Jennifer, is originally from Hartford, but she's the doctor of the day. She's a resident at Sanford Pediatric Residency Program in Sioux Falls. She received her MD from Sanford School of Medicine in 2010, and she'll complete a residency this June. After her residency completion, she will practice at Sanford Children's as a general pediatrician. She's a member of the South Dakota State Medical Association. And just as a side note, both she and Daniel were Senate interns. Don't hold that against them, please.
Thank you for being our doctor of the day. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources respectfully reports that Senate Bill 164 was tabled. Charles B. Hoffman, Chair. The Committee on Health and Human Services respectfully reports that Senate Bill 181 do pass. Senate Bill 172 do pass as amended. Scott Munsterman, Chair. The Committee on Appropriations respectfully reports that Senate Bill 137 do pass as amended. Fred W. Romkema, Chair. The Committee on Transportation respectfully reports that Senate Bill 13 do pass, Senate Bill 36 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and Senate Bill 179 was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Mike Verschio, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return herewith HCR 1021 and 1022, in which the Senate has concurred. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return herewith House Bills 1087, 1100, and 1113, which have been amended by the Senate, and your concurrence in the amendments is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return herewith House Bills 1096, 1118, 1165, 1184, 1199, 1229, and H.J.R. 1001, which have passed the Senate without change. Respectfully, Jeanette Schiffer, Secretary.
Motions and resolutions.
Representative Westra moves that the House page Resolution 4 be adopted.
Those in favor of adopting the page resolution will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carries. We do say goodbye today to our fourth group of pages, and with some remarks, Representative Westra.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to take a moment to say thank you to a very important group of folks that have helped us make this session a great success. These are the young men and women that have participated in our PAGE program and are examples of the best of South Dakota. As we debate the issues important to our constituents, every day I'm impressed with the character of this group. This group shows us every day that South Dakota's finest resource is its young people. The hard work they demonstrate, the willingness to engage in the process, and the enthusiasm they bring to their responsibilities is something that we all admire. So I want to say thank you to this group of young South Dakota leaders. Some of them will be on this very floor in the future. Some of them will be entrepreneurs that bring new jobs and opportunities to the state. And some of them will volunteer to serve this country in military protecting our democracy. Thank you, Pages. From all of us that had the opportunity to work with you and see your character in action. House Page Resolution, whereas the above named serve loyally as pages of the House of Representatives of the 89th Legislative Session, and whereas the members of the 89th House of Representatives express their most sincere appreciation to these young people for their service and to the state, and whereas the members extend to these young people their wishes for every success in life, now, therefore, be resolved by the House of Representatives of the of the 89th Legislature of the State of South Dakota that a personal copy of this resolution be duly certified and furnished to each page on this last day of service. A resolution expressing the appreciation and gratitude of the House of Representatives of the 89th Legislature of the State of South Dakota to Catherine Cheney, Joshua DeGroat, Nicole Hamilton, Sarah Knust, Mary Martin, Tegan McNary, Madison Mead, and Joshua Updike. Joseph Updike. Big round of applause for these great young leaders in South Dakota.
Thank you, Pages. Back to work. I would like to make one more announcement. On Monday, March 10th at 7 p.m., there will be an event at the American Lodge and Suites. It's called a Taste of America Gathering. Hors d'oeuvres from five different regions of America served with complimentary beverages to honor the members of our body who are term limited or are choosing not to return. So Monday night, 7 p.m. Motions and resolutions.
Representative Don Hager moves that the House do concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 1120.
Motion is to concur with the Senate amendments. The Senate amendments to House Bill 1120. There has been a second. Are there remarks? Representative Don Hager.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, hello. You know, it just doesn't have the same effect as when Representative Jenna does it, but that's all right. 1120 is a bill that allows for the use of digital proof of insurance when pulled over by a policeman like the representative from Campbell County often is. He's not even paying attention, which I guess most people don't, but that's all right. Anyway, it passed out of our chamber unanimously, and as you might imagine, there was one senator that found a technical amendment, and that's great. It's a fine amendment. This is some good legislation. Let's go ahead and pass it. Thank you.
Further remarks on the motion to concur? Seeing none, the question before the House is the motion to concur with the Senate amendments to House Bill 1120. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The member shall proceed to vote.
Greenfield votes aye. Representative Munsterman and Rosa. Representative Munsterman. Okay, we'll excuse him. Munsterman excused. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there are 67 yeas, 3 excused.
The motion, having received a majority vote of the members elect, passes, and the Senate amendments to House Bill 1120 are concurred in.
Representative Johns moves that the House do concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 1192.
Motion is to concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 1192. There has been a second. Are there remarks?
Yes, there are.
Representative Johns.
Thank you. Members of the House, House Bill 1192 originally provided that the Black Hills Mining Museum in Lead was designated as the official mining museum of South Dakota. The amendment would add that no state funds may be provided for the operation or maintenance of the museum. It meets the concerns expressed previously by Representative Greenfield, and if Representative Greenfield's happy, I'm happy, so please vote green.
Further remarks? Seeing no further remarks, the question for the House is the motion to concur with the Senate amendments to House Bill 1192. Those in favor will vote yay, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The member shall proceed to vote. Representative Hanna. Grant.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Say, as you probably have heard, it's South Dakota's 125th birthday this year, and some of our friends from the Humanities Council based in Brookings are in the Capitol today. I don't think they're in the gallery right now, but they came bearing gifts. You've got a copy of this book on your desk. That's courtesy of the Humanities Council. This is the one book South Dakota, both for North Dakota and South Dakota. And they're encouraging all South Dakotans and North Dakotans to read it. There'll be a book tour later in the year with the author, Kathleen Norris, maybe one of the great writers in South Dakota history. And there are a number of other events planned by the Humanities Council. So it's really a great event. It all culminates in September, late September. The book festival alternates between Deadwood and Sioux Falls year after year. This year it's in Sioux Falls. So in the last weekend, I think in September, I believe, there will be a big discussion about this, plus some other book tours coming to your town probably with Kathleen Norris. So keep your eye on it and read the book. Thank you.
Thank you.
Representative Boland, Carson, Erickson, Magstad, Nelson, Rasmussen, Rompkema, and Greenfield votes aye, correct? Erickson votes aye. Magstad votes aye. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there are 67 yeas, 3 excused.
The motion, having received a majority vote of the members elect, passes, and the Senate amendments to House Bill 1192 are concurred in. Representative Heiner. Granted, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And ladies and gentlemen of the House, I looked up in the gallery and there is a lady sitting up there who is like a little sister to me, Miss Lisa Klom, who works down in for Sintag Leshka and is a tireless worker for our people. So,
welcome. Consideration of committee reports.
Representative Less moves that the reports of the standing committees on state affairs on Senate Bill 1 and 158 is found on pages 642 and 643 of the House Journal. Also appropriations on Senate Bill 44, 53, and 177 is found on pages 643 to 644 of the House Journal. Also judiciary on Senate Bill 23 and 25 as found on pages 645 of the House Journal, and also Commerce and Energy on Senate Bill 99 as found on page 646 of the House Journal be adopted.
Those in favor of the Less motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carried. Consent calendar items.
Representative Greenfield requests that Senate Bill 118 be removed from the consent calendar.
Senate Bill 118 will be removed from the consent calendar.
Senate Bill 145, an act to encourage schools to provide instruction in cardiopulmonary resuscitation. Senate Bill 26, an act to establish certain electronic crime victim notification procedures. Senate Bill 68, an act to adopt the Uniform Real Property Electronic Recording Act, to use an existing funding source to implement the provisions of this act and to revise certain provisions concerning electronic recording. Senate Bill 81, an act to prohibit the possession of certain items in jails, to provide a penalty therefor, and to revise the penalty for the procurement of certain items into a jail. Senate Bill 125, an act to prohibit registered sex offenders from loitering in certain areas.
The consent calendar bills, having had their second reading, are up for consideration and final passage. Remember, these are non-debatable bills. They have received no opposition through the committee process, but members can ask questions. Are there any questions on the consent calendar bills? Seeing none, the question before the House is final passage of the consent calendar bills. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members shall proceed to vote. I think you're out of order at this time, sir. Can't turn you down, sir. Representative Carson.
I yield my time to Representative Rounds.
Now that is out of order. Representative Rounds, do you have some words?
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House. On behalf of Curley and myself, I'd like to thank everybody for acknowledging today. It's Packer Day. It's the 12th annual. Few of us have ties on. You have little knickknacks on their desks, but the reason why I'm standing is we do have a guest in the back of the room, sitting former U.S. Senator Larry Pressler is here today, so I'd like to introduce him to the
welcome, box. Sir. Very good. Thank you, Representative.
Representative Heinert, Latterell, Schaefer, Wick. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there are 67 yeas, 3 excused.
The consent calendar bills, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, are hereby declared passed. Any question on the titles? Seeing none, titles are deemed correct. Second reading of Senate bills.
Representative Luss moves that the balance of the calendar be deferred to Monday, March 10th, the 33rd legislative day.
Those in favor of the Luss motion will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no. Motion carries. There being no objection, the House revert to order business number 5, reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that House Bill 1030, 1036, 1050, 1058, 1077, 1081, 1104, 1110, 1119, 1126, 1154, 1163, and 1167 were delivered to His Excellency the Governor for his approval at 9:15 a.m. March 6, 2014. Also, Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared House Bill 1033, 1054, 1096, 1118, 1165, 1184, 1185, 1199, 1229, and H.J.R. 1001, and finds the same correctly enrolled. Respectfully submitted, Brian Gosch, Chair.
Okay. signs an act revise certain provisions regarding the open enrollment application review process of siblings of open enrolled students. Speaker signs an act to establish consumer protection standards regarding certain insurance claim practices and to provide for certain penalties. Speaker signs an act to revise certain provisions regarding the challenging of certain election petitions. Speaker signs an act to clarify certain provisions about discharging firearms in safety zones. Speaker signs an act to adopt the Uniform Deployed Parents Custody and Visitation Act. Speaker signs an act to declare the fourth Saturday in July Day of the American Cowboy. Speaker signs an act to revise certain provisions relating to non-resident waterfowl licenses. Speaker signs an act to repeal certain outdated and obsolete provisions regarding family law. Speaker signs an act to provide for the report of certain persons named to the National Institute Criminal Background Check System. Speaker signs an act. Oh, hold on a second. Speaker signs a joint resolution proposing and submitting to the electors of the next general election an amendment to Article 3, Section 25 of the Constitution of the State of South Dakota relating to the authorization of roulette, keno, and craps in the city of Deadwood. Speaker signs an act to revise provisions related to the Interim Appropriations Committee. Figure out where I signed. Oh, somebody signed in my spot. Speaker signs an act to make an appropriation from the Coordinated Natural Resources Resources Conservation Fund of the State Conservation Commission and to declare an emergency. Speaker signs an act to make an appropriation to reimburse certain family physicians who have complied with the requirements of the Recruitment Assistance Program and to declare an emergency. An act to revise previous appropriations for National Guard Armory construction to make an appropriation for a land purchase adjacent to the Watertown Armory and to declare an emergency. Speaker signs an act to revise certain provisions regarding good cause for voluntarily leaving employment. Speaker signs an act to prohibit local governments from enacting and maintaining or enforcing regulations on certain dog breeds. Speaker signs an act to repeal certain outdated and obsolete provisions regarding county prisoners. Speaker signs an act to revise certain provisions concerning purchases, sales, and contracts made by public officers of the state or its political subdivisions and to revise certain provisions concerning agreements or other transactions of the South Dakota Housing Development Authority. Speaker signs an act to update certain statutes relating to notification of certain transfers. Speaker signs an act to revoke professional or trade licensure obtained through false degrees. Speaker sends an act to provide that upon completion of certain proceedings, magistrate judges may return or dispose of property taken in as evidence. Speaker signs an act to revise certain reimbursement provisions relating to legislators, elect, and newly appointed legislators. Speaker signs an act to revise certain electronic driver's license renewal requirements and authorize electronic upgrades of restricted miners' permits. Speaker signs an joint resolution making formal application to Congress to lawfully recognize the ratification of the 26th Amendment of the United States Constitution, which ensures the right to vote to all citizens over the age of 18. Announcements. Representative Solem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Commerce and Energy will meet at 11 a.m. on Monday to discuss summer study. Thank you.
Very good. Representative Hoffman.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. This is getting mailed today. If any of you have any forms that you would like to have, which have new ideas for how to play the kids' voting basketball game, I would love to get this in the mail today. And it is going to go in. So if you get them to me in the next 2 minutes, game on. If not, thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Representative Stevens.
Judiciary meets on Monday at 10 o'clock. We have 5 bills.
Thank you. I would like to announce one more time that Monday night, 7 p.m. at the American, we will be honoring those members of our body who are term limited or choosing not to return. Monday night, 7 p.m. Further announcements. Representative Carson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Monday morning, 8 o'clock, Joint Appropriations. Come and join us.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Seeing none, Representative Steele.
Mr. Speaker, I move we adjourn.
Those in favor of adjourning will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
We are adjourned.